I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. We've heard a lot of talk recently about Kentucky's hepatitis A outbreak, arguably one of the worst in the country. But what about the other hep virus, hepatitis C? Its infection can carry many complications, including cirrhosis of the liver, liver cancer, and the need for transplantation. Now there's a new research project underway at UK Healthcare to identify and get into treatment those patients that are carrying the hepatitis C virus. It's the topic of this week's edition of Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine. Dr. Greg recently spoke with Dr. Daniel Moore, faculty member in the Department of Emergency Medicine at UK Healthcare, who's currently engaged in the project.
So we're doing non-targeted adult screening in the emergency department. And the reason the term non-targeted is used is because it's nearly impossible to do truly universal screening because we want patients to be aware of the fact that we are screening them. So we aren't technically screening patients that are unable to communicate with us verbally.
But so there's informed consent here.
There is. It's an opt-out consent, which is some of the language that the CDC prefers, going back to HIV back in the mid-2000s. But we know from previous literature from some other large emergency departments that the prevalence in emergency departments, primarily academic emergency departments, for hepatitis C is very high. Mm-hmm. We also know that the second wave of patients that are coming through the healthcare system that have hepatitis C, second wave meaning after the baby boomers. Baby boomers are currently what the CDC recommends from an age cohort standpoint of testing. The second wave is very closely associated with the injection drug epidemic. Mm-hmm. And we knew that Appalachia was disproportionately affected with regards to the injection drug epidemic. So we knew that our numbers in our region would be astronomical. We're 6 months in and that's what we're seeing.
Because of our patient cohort, we're talking about people from central Kentucky extending up to northeast, southeast Kentucky, those geographic areas. So we really do have a lot of an Appalachian patient cohort.
Yeah, our patients that we're screening, we actually have data per county. It's primarily in central and southeastern Kentucky. And we're developing a heat map per county to, you know, once we get enough patients within our study, we'll be able to really look at where high-risk counties are. We know that 20 of the top 200, or 50 of the top 200 counties in the United States that are at highest risk for an HIV outbreak are in Kentucky. And this will help with some of that surveillance data. You know, a county that is next to a low-prevalence county that's very high-prevalence, maybe very high-risk in terms of its surrounding areas, in terms of it having a significant outbreak for HIV, hepatitis C, hep B, any of the things that are communicable by injection drug use.
And the study that you're doing, my understanding is that this is not just of academic interest. You're actually getting these folks that you discover to have hepatitis C into treatment.
Yeah, so this is, we've actually called this a quality improvement initiative. I am doing research from this, but this is primarily a public service. So this is a non-targeted screening and linkage to care program. It's funded by a company called Gilead Focus, and they are implementing similar programs throughout the country. But we're the first academic center in our region to be doing it. This is primarily a quality improvement. So our main goal is to get patients linked to care. Right. And the biggest reason why that is an issue now is that Hep C is now a pretty much 100% curable disease with the new direct-acting antiviral agents, well-tolerated. There's almost no restrictions for treatment nowadays in Kentucky. Only Kentucky Medicaid requires 6 months of proven chronicity. And all other restrictions in terms of proof of sobriety, proof of advanced fibrosis, are being dropped. And hopefully the six-month chronicity will be dropped too. The only thing that keeps anybody from being treated for most guidelines is a life expectancy less than 1 year, because the benefit is there for pretty much everyone.
Or lack of screening and not knowing that actually have hepatitis C.
Right.
And that's, I think oftentimes when we physicians think of research, we think of knowledge gathering that may or may not bear fruit for 10, 15, 20 years, a generation, and yet this is something that has almost immediate benefits for our patients.
Yes. So this falls more into the realm of dissemination implementation. We know the drugs work. We know 5 million people in the United States are chronically infected. The vast majority don't know they have the disease. So we are, our gap that we're trying to close is the patients that don't know they have the disease and a treatment that works. And this is immediately fruitful.
Is there anything we haven't touched on regarding the study that you would want our listeners to know about it?
Yeah, so I think the prevalence is really important to understand that of patients that are younger than the baby boomer cohort, so those born between 1945 and 1965, the prevalence is about 1 in 5. And so you come to the emergency department for any reason, and we are if you have blood drawn, we are sending this test to free at no charge to you, and 1 in 5 people, no matter what they're there for, unique patients are testing positive for having been infected with hepatitis C.
That's an amazing number. And that's in which age population?
That is pretty much anybody aged from 20 to 55. And the prevalence is still high in the baby boomer population. It's still, you know, above 15%. Our overall prevalence, including the denominator of people at the extremes of age, is around 12%. And these numbers are, in terms of just trying to put that in perspective of other conditions of that prevalence in the emergency department, there's pretty much only two things that I've found that are similar prevalence: hypertension and injuries, just, you know, that include every type of injury that could, you know, 1 in 5 patients that come to the emergency department have some type of injury. And the prevalence is, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. My thanks today to Dr. Daniel Moore, faculty member in the Department of Emergency Medicine at UK Healthcare, for talking about the new research project he's engaged in, identifying and getting into treatment those patients in the emergency department who have hepatitis C. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org, and for information on becoming an underwriter, contact Gail Bennett at 257-7049.